Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
With the 6th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
Wizards make 2 picks last night. We want to get some insight on both. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are fired up right now to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, to talk to a guy that was sorely missed, I thought, on last night's draft broadcast. His information, second to none. Fran Fraschilla, ESPN college basketball analyst, international hoops junkie, joins us on Grant and Danny. Fran, I missed you on my television last night. You'd added a lot. How are you?
It's all good, Grant. I did it 12 years. I think I did it at an all-star level. I love what I do at ESPN. They'll figure it out. I'd love to do it again because I spent 12 months a year studying these kids. And I'm so lucky to be able to see them in person and watch them before anybody really knows who they are, including the guy you drafted with the 6th pick last night.
Yeah, so let's talk about him. And maybe we could start right there. What are your thoughts on the player the Wizards get in Trey Johnson right now and what he could eventually become?
Well, I think when you look at the lottery night in mid-May, you know, things look like all hope was lost. But when you look at the NBA, you realize that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the 11th pick. Halliburton was the 11th pick. Donovan Mitchell was the 13th pick. There's always going to be good players that go beyond just the top player, the top two players. And I think in Trey Johnson, they got a kid that now it sounds a little far-fetched, but I'll just tell you, I think he's got a chance to be Rookie of the Year in that. And you know this, Washington Wizards young team and their roster. He's going to have to score points the way Jordan Poole did for the last couple of years. He's going to get opportunities to do that. I think when you look at 2 through 7, I really think there was not much difference. As good as Dylan Harper could be, as good as VJ Edgecombe could be. I saw Trey Johnson a lot in high school in Dallas. I saw him this year for Texas, and he's a natural scorer. Basketball junkie, loves to live in the gym. He's going to be in an organization that, as you guys probably, at least from 30,000 feet away, and you guys know this better than I really like what they're doing. They've got one of the youngest teams in the league, and the likelihood is they're going to get into the lottery pick next year. Maybe they get lucky this time.
Fran, I know you were high on Ace Bailey as well, and I think a lot of Wizards fans were sort of all the mocks and kind of the latest buzz about who he worked out for and who he didn't, and maybe there was an attempt to do what Alex Saar did last year and kind of engineer either going to Washington or some teams in that 6 through 8, maybe even 10 range, and he goes 5 to Utah. So a lot of Wizards fans find themselves kind of counting on something, then maybe being disappointed, etc. Compare those two. I know not fair, and I know that's they weren't on the board at the same time, but just to give Wizards fans kind of a sense, Trey Johnson, Ace Bailey, how do they compare?
Well, I would say this. I was really a fan of everybody from 2 to 7. I really was. And I love Ace Bailey. I think the reason he didn't go to 6 is because He was the third best to me. He was the third best player in the draft. And it doesn't, and he checked out character wise, despite what you might've heard the last couple of weeks. Terrific young man. I'm sure the Wizards already knew that because they do their homework. But, you know, Ace is more of a big, small forward. I don't want to compare him to Tracy McGrady and say he's that good, but he's that style of scorer. Whereas Trey's more of your traditional, you know, 6'6" shooting guard. Again, not comparing him to Devin Booker in talent yet, but a Devin Booker, Ray Allen type of scoring guard. And, you know, let's put it this way. This kid led the SEC. Some people thought it was the best league ever, right? 13 teams in a tournament. This kid led the SEC in scoring as an 18-year-old. So there's a lot to like about him. Wizard fans, I think, are going to embrace him. He plays with joy, which I always love to see. You know, he absolutely loves being out on the court. And given what they're putting around him, you know, with Sar and Bub and Bilal and, the guys they've got, I think he's perfect as they continue to take step by step in rebuilding the team. And to me, in the way OKC did it 5, 6, 7 years ago, because obviously Michael Winger and Will Dawkins know a little bit about that rebuild.
No doubt about that. Fran Fraschilla is with us. NBA draft round one last night, round two tonight, which we'll look ahead to in a minute. I want to get two thoughts from you on the pick at 21. First off, whatever insight you can give us from your studies of Will Riley, but then also, it seems like you really liked the actual front office navigation there from 18 to 21.
That was a good move. I've got so much of the draft is background information on the kids and also draft intelligence and having friends around the league to tell you, hey, you better move up or, if you want this guy, you're going to have to trade up. Or, you know what, I think you can get Riley at 21. Let's see if we can get another second round pick. Now, it doesn't always work out that way. If somebody grabs him at 19 or 20, then, you know, that's how it goes. But I also think that Will Riley's one of those guys where there were probably two or three guys that the Wizards were willing to, draft if Riley wasn't there. But they made the calculation that they could move back three spots, and they ended up getting, three second-round picks, including one tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So as it goes for Will Riley, I mean, Fran Fraschilla is with us here on Grant and Danny. You watched, more this morning than I'll watch like in my entire lifetime. But I saw a couple games when they were on national television where he was a lost puppy against Tennessee. We're here locally in the D.C. area. I watched him play Maryland where he wasn't much of a factor. Nobody was, in fairness, right, that night where Maryland blew the doors off the place. Later in the season, he really came on. But I didn't remember thinking at that point, here's a pick that's going to, make a difference for a franchise. And now, obviously, again, that's not a full scouting report. But talk about that development of his, talking about Riley here throughout this year. Where is he now and where do you see him?
Absolutely a development guy. I was going to spend time with Cody Toppard and the Go-Go staff, probably back and forth during the season. I love his upside. This is a kid that was supposed to be going to college this coming year. and decided to, reclassify up like a number of guys did, Jeremiah Fears, Cooper Flagg. And the way I would describe it is if DeMatha had a baseball player throwing 98 and he signed at Clemson, but the Milwaukee Brewers drafted him with the fifth pick in the first round, he's not going to Clemson. He's going to go to the Milwaukee Brewers because of the money. And this is a kid who is 2 to 3 years away in terms of being a legitimate, you know, rotation NBA player, but all the tools are there. He knows how to create his own shot. He's your quintessential small forward. He's got to get a little bit stronger. His dad's a track coach, which should help. But it's a great pick at 21 because I think 2 or 3 years from now, you're not looking at production right now. You're looking at projection, just like that, you know, high school baseball pitcher, that high school quarterback. You're not throwing Will Riley into a situation where he's going to play 28 minutes a game next year. But the long-term potential for this kid, I think, is really high. Tom Crean, who, by the way, has coached Dwayne Wade, Victor Oladipo, and Anthony Edwards, absolutely loved this kid when we did our SiriusXM NBA radio draft shows. And I'm not quite to the point where Tom is, who thinks he could be, you know, just a tremendous, tremendous player someday. But I do think he has a chance to be a good NBA player, but, you know, not at 19, not at 20, probably, you know, 2 years from now with great development.
Fran Fraschilla on Grant and Danny. All right, let's widen things out beyond the scope of the Wiz at 6 and ultimately 21 last night after they moved down. Give us a couple of your favorite picks and steals, if you will. And is there anything that was head-scratching to you that you weren't really understanding of?
Well, I'll tell you, not knowing, I think the Wizards have the 43rd pick, but there's a couple guys left in this draft that I love, and I'll go back and tell you the steals. But Maxime Reynaud, the 7'1" kid from Stanford, he's French. He was the second best player in the ACC. I was a little surprised that he's still on the board. Rashard Fleming from Philadelphia. He's actually from Camden, New Jersey, Camden High, but St. Joe's,
yeah.
6'8", tough, hard-nosed, athletic forward, can shoot the three, but just a great teammate. I'm surprised he's still available. So those two guys come to mind tonight when you're watching early second round. But I was surprised by Hanson Yang, the Chinese kid. You know, if I were on the draft last night, you know, I might have said something like he's 2 years away from being 2 years away, which has come out of my mouth before. But I was surprised because I just don't think he's the game. You know, he is 7'1". You know, if you want to give him a comparison, he's like a baby Marc Gasol, but still a long way off to me. I thought that took me by surprise. And quite honestly, and I'm not criticizing, I didn't criticize him last night on radio, but because I think that's a night you celebrate the kids. But I thought the five guys that Brooklyn took, I couldn't get excited about four of them. Drake Powell, the kid from North Carolina, who only averaged 7 a game, he's probably my favorite of the five guys Brooklyn took. But all five of those guys go in the first round, and I just didn't see it. So I was a little surprised by what Brooklyn did, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think four is the record for first round picks previously that end up like playing for a team. And they had five guys. And I think that's kind of a common sentiment, Fran, is that they may not have helped themselves all that much with their five first round picks. You mentioned a couple guys tonight as well. Who are some of your favorite guys just in general in this draft? Not necessarily the best. We know how kind of the board was playing out, but just guy where you turn on the tape and you go, you know what? I really like these guys.
Well, you know, in this draft, like I'll give you a great example. This is how it works. I saw Cedric Coward, the young man from Washington State, and he was mocked somewhat with the Wizards with the second pick, right, before they moved it. But, you know, if you look at the mocks last couple weeks, you know, he's kind of a Wizards kind of guy in terms of character, the whole deal. And I saw him randomly in December because I was up at Gonzaga, and the Pac-12 Network threw me a random Washington State-Northern Colorado game. He had 30 that night. I think it was his career high. Got hurt a couple weeks later. Didn't play the rest of the year. And when I saw him play, I loved him as a late first round, early second round pick. And it's the darndest thing. The less he played, the more his stock rose. And so he ended up, I don't know, 9, 10, 11. And I was like, too high. Great kid, just too high. So That one surprised me. I like Neat Clifford from Colorado State, a young man that's already 23 years old. He's going to play right away. I think he's going to Sacramento. He'll help them. To me, he was a, you know, he was a sleeper to me. So that's another guy that I thought jumped out at me. And by the way, Thomas Sorber, the local kid from Georgetown,
oh, yeah.
Loved him. If you look at what OKC's doing, guys, they're not going to be able to pay all the role players in the next couple of years. The Dorts, the Hartensteins, the Carusos, you know, these guys are locked down for the next couple of years, but they're going to have to pay the big three, which means Sorber's likely the replacement for Hartenstein in a year. And Thomas is a tough, hard-nosed kid. And when Sam Presti drafts you, something is good that's going to happen. And so I think Thomas went to a great place. May take him a year, but I think he's going to be in that rotation like two seasons from now, his second year.
So I'm a little bummed that you brought up Yang Hansen, I guess it is, the Chinese player that went 16 already.
Hansen Yang, that's how I say it. I know my Chinese friends have the names backwards. I don't know. I call him Hansen Yang.
Well, you're probably right, because the breakdown I'm looking at refers to him as Yang. So, yeah, that might be his.
It goes back and forth, with the culture.
Right.
No disrespect to my Chinese friends.
No doubt. So the reason I bring him up, though, is I was going to end the interview, and I was going to tell you, this is where I ask you the dumbest question ever. And I show my lack of knowledge. I just watched his highlight reel this morning, and I want to know why he didn't go first overall. This guy, no one's ever looked better. I mean, he looks like Joker. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know what? There's no doubt. Now, keep in mind, he was average at the NBA Combine. But when you're watching the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association, it's not very good. It's not a very good level, you know? There's always the two former American NBA players who get in trouble in the NBA and they have to play in China. You know what I mean?
What would you comp it to? Is it like below the G League?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, wow. I do think it's like G League or lower. You know, I got to think it is because, you know, Chinese basketball, think about it. If it was any better, you'd hear more of these guys coming over to the NBA or even the G League. And so, no, I'd say it's the Division II. I would say it's good Division II. Think of Maryland Eastern Shore. I think they're Division I, so I don't want to get anybody upset with me. But, you know, I'd say low Division I, Division II.
No, that's good knowledge. But, yeah, I was going to jokingly ask. I mean, it's just the greatest highlight reel I've ever seen.
Listen, Grant, they did a lot of homework on him, and I don't study the international guys like I do still, but not like – going overseas like I did for 12 years when I was doing a draft. But from what I've seen, you know, the conditioning will be a factor. His foot quickness defensively is going to be a factor. And actually, what's so weird about it is he's better offensively than he is defensively.
Wow. Missed you last night. Got to get you back on that draft. I'm one of these weird guys who wants more, like,
what's
basketball
that word?
Analysis
on
my draft coverage, but call me crazy. Call me old-fashioned.
Listen, you know, you guys are in the business. Everything is subjective. One man's junk is another man's treasure. I had 12 great years. They renewed my deal to do college basketball. This will be my 23rd year.
Awesome.
No complaints. Do I love the draft? Do I wish I could be on it? Am I good at it? Yes, but it's all good. And, you know, who knows? Maybe the junk is going to be, you know, every now and then you go to if you got a girlfriend or wife and you go to the yard sale with them, every now and then you find a masterpiece for like $2.50.
It's an antique. That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Frank, I love that. Well, Frank, good insight. I'm fired up. You can come on with us. Thanks for the time.
Happy to do it, Grant. You got it.
Appreciate you.
Bye. Frank Fraschilla, one of the best. Check him out. ESPN is where he applies his trade and breaks down hoops. Second round tonight gives you a couple names to look out for. Or the Wizards.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.